In the canyons that'll never fade away. The ballads in the barrooms left by those who came before. They say we gotta want it more. So I bang on every door.
And even when the answer's no, when my money is running low, a dusty mic and neon glow are all I need.
And someday as I sing the song, a small town kid'll come along. That'll be the thing to push him on.
What is up, and welcome to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Another Day of Sun from the Academy Award-winning film La La Land. They did not win Best Picture, as you probably remember, the whole fiasco with Emma Stone's Best Actress card being brought up and given to the Best Picture presenters. So when they opened it, they saw that it said La La Land, and they read La La Land when it was actually Moonlight. That kicks off the very special episode I have for you guys tonight, which is songs from Academy Award-winning films. Tomorrow, after Daylight Savings, don't forget, but tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific, the 95th Academy Awards will be occurring. And I'm a very big movie person. I have watched the Oscars with my family for many years, and I will be watching tomorrow. I'm going to be honest. I vary between how on top of watching the Oscar-nominated movies versus years where sometimes I'm not. Last year, I was not. The year before, I was. This year, I'm 50-50. My plan is to maybe try to watch at least one film. I want to watch The Banshees of Inisherin. I haven't seen that. I want to watch it before the Oscars tomorrow. But some of the other Best Picture nominees, some of the other more general nominees I know about, we're not really going to be talking that much about them today. Rather, I'd wanted to celebrate movies that have already won in past years. Now, I must give a warning that the songs that I chose, they're not score. I'm not playing any scoring, except for one, which is kind of scoring, but not really. And we'll talk about that when we get there. But the rest of the songs, they are songs on the soundtrack, whether they were written specifically for the movie or they were utilized in that movie. I also specifically want to point out that there's an abundance of music, of lyrical music, like soundtrack music, in biopics. And if you've been living under a rock, maybe you don't know, but everyone else, biopics are very big in Hollywood right now. And the past 10 years, we've had all the best actor winners win for biopics roles. Not all of them, most of them. I think 7 out of 10 win for biopic roles, and specifically musician biopics. We had Bohemian Rhapsody, we had Rocket Man. This year we have Elvis, which is not technically a biopic, as more it is a portrayal of a very specific perspective. But in terms of biopic music, there will be pop songs, the version utilized in the movie, but there will be pop songs from these artists that had biopics made about them in the show today. I'm very excited. The selection that I've collected for today, I think very much reflects me personally, because of these were some of the first songs I thought of when I thought of specific Academy Award winning films and specific categories. Of course, there's some songs from some Best Picture nominees of the past 15, 20 years, but also I included some songs that were in specific genres, and we'll talk about that when we get to those songs. But I'll just get right into the next song, which is from my grandmother. I don't talk about my grandmother much on the show, but my grandmother, one of her favorite movies, she saw it in theaters, I want to say either 4 or 5 times. I don't remember, but she was in love with it. And it won more than one Academy Award when it was in the running its year. And that is Bohemian Rhapsody, starring Rami Malek. And here is one of my favorites of theirs, another one, Bites the Dust.
Let's go! He walks barely down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, we're gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Thank you.
another one bites the dust. Hey!
Trying to do it right.
Hey!
I've been living a lonely life.
Hey!
I've been sleeping here instead.
Hey!
I've been sleeping in my bed.
Hey!
Sleeping in my bed.
Hey!
Hey! So show me family.
Hey!
All the blood that I will bleed.
That was Ho Hey by the Lumineers, which was featured in the 2012, I think it won Best Picture. It did win Best Picture in 2013. Sorry, it came out in 2012, but it won Best Picture in 2013. Silver Linings Playbook, starring Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. That movie is... I enjoy that movie. I watched it a couple years ago because that came out when I was little, but I watched it a couple years ago, and when I hear Ho Hey, I always think of Silver Linings Playbook. I don't actually think it was used in the movie. I think it was used heavily in a lot of the promotional material, kind of like how The Chain was used, The Chain by Fleetwood Mac was used heavily in the promotional material for Guardians of the Galaxy 2, but it was never in the movie. Same thing with Ho Hey. I don't think it was ever in the movie, just the promotional material. But that movie deserved to win. I think it won 6 or 7 Oscars. And Bohemian Rhapsody, by the way, won 5. But Silver Linings Playbook, it's a really good movie. It's kind of sad, but it's also kind of heartwarming. And I don't want to get into it too much. It deals with mental disorder. Bradley Cooper's character, he's bipolar, and like the movie starts with him like getting out of a psychiatric ward. But it is a very good movie. It's in black and white, which I like. But it's a very good movie, and I highly recommend it. And it did win an Oscar. In terms of Oscar-worthy movies, I already talked about how recently Hollywood is obsessed with the biopic, which usually has to do with a famous person, someone influential. Recently, it has been movie stars and, or not movie stars, pop stars, like singers, rock stars, because they have these very compelling life stories that are so interesting. And sure, you'll read a biography that someone wrote, but it's not until you get to see it and experience it on a screen, and you see these actors perform and basically retell someone's life. And I feel it has a very different impact on a lot of different people, especially people that don't like to read. But before, I mean, obviously biopics have always been a type of film. I wouldn't say genre, but a type of film that that's really popular. But one biopic, and it's not necessarily a biopic. It's a biopic, but it's also a historical piece that talks about a very, very specific period of time, is Selma, starring David or Daniel Oyelowo. Yes, David Oyelowo. I was right. I'm not doubting myself. He played Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma, and really, really good movie. And John Legend and Common released a song on the soundtrack, which is just really good, really beautiful, and it's called Glory. So here it is. Enjoy.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Now the war is now.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon. It's to stay peaceful, we sing. Our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
That was Whiplash by Hank Levy, I'm pretty sure it's Levy, from the 2014 award-winning Whiplash, starring Miles Teller. That song actually was originally written in 1973 by the jazz musician Don Ellis, and that song is actually a very, very important part of Whiplash. If you haven't seen Whiplash, highly recommend J.K. Simmons and Miles Teller. They star in this movie, which was actually based on a short film, I believe, that J.K. Simmons was originally in with a different actor. And then they changed and got Miles Teller for reasons, I guess. And then they made the whole movie, which is really, really, really compelling and very interesting. And a really interesting commentary on the music business. But yes, that was the song I was talking about. That it's not a soundtrack song, despite the fact that it has no words. But that was Don Ellis' original work that he did in 73. That was a jazz piece that they use in the movie and it's a very big part of the movie. Real quick, I'm going to do a little PSA and then we'll get back to it. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Getting back to Miles Teller, the very first time I ever saw Miles Teller in something was in the Divergent movies, and he played a really annoying and whiny bad guy. And I remember I heard things that he's an actor, sometimes he can be hard to work with. In Fanfourstick, which if you don't know what that is, it's Fantastic Four, the remake that they did where the logo said Fant and then they put the four where the A was and they put stick. So that's why everyone calls it Fanfourstick. But he played Reed Richards and that was not a good movie. But he did Whiplash and that was really good. And I think it was a very good example of his range. And even this last year, he was in the Academy Award nominated for Best Picture, among others, Top Gun Maverick, where he played Goose's kid, Rooster, which I think is interesting. Rooster. I always thought that was funny. But next up from Top Gun Maverick, I have the one and only One Republic singing I Ain't Worried, or as some of you Tufts Institute fans might know, the theme song to their intro. Enjoy.
Are you happy in this modern world? In all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tired trying to fill that void, or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change, times I fear myself.
That was Shallow from the 2018 remake number 4, A Star Is Born, with, once again, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. That movie is, I mean, the story itself is something that, like I said, has been done multiple times. And I think it's a really, really interesting story at its core, which is a famous star on the down helps an up-and-coming star find their like place in the spotlight. And this song is so, so good. And I mean, Star Is Born won a bunch of Oscars, so I just wanted to... It's a truly beautiful piece of cinema. And it's just such a beautiful piece of cinema. You know what else is a beautiful piece of cinema? The very first film ever to win Best Animated Feature Film at the Oscars. I think you know what it is. I better not have to explain it to you. This better just tell you who it is without me having to say anything.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a
And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
But you'll never have my heart.
Now, see, some films, I just needed to give the love. For example, that is Skyfall from Skyfall, the James Bond movie. And while that movie only won one Oscar for sound editing, I wanted to find some way to play that song on the show, so this was the perfect opportunity. And that's a good movie. It's probably my favorite James Bond movie. So if you haven't seen it for some reason, definitely go check it out. It's very good. It probably might be a little bit confusing without the rest of the Daniel Craig movies. But if you just want to watch it with no context, literally, go watch it with no context. The next movie that I will be playing a song from was from 2019. It starred one Joaquin Phoenix, and it's getting a sequel starring Lady Gaga, which we heard already in A Star Is Born. And if you don't know, I will just tell you, it's Joker. The original 2019 movie was astounding. It was amazing. I loved how it was rooted in so much reality while using this fantastical character that has been around for almost 75 years. But they rooted him in this reality and gave reason to his madness and his turn to insanity. And it's very, very, very like compelling to watch. And Joaquin Phoenix does an amazing job. And the whole thing, I mean, he won Best Actor for this role. And everything was just so beautiful. And with the sequel, if you don't know, it's called Joker Folie à Deux, which in French means two fools, or fools of two, or something along those lines, because it's introducing Harley Quinn, which will be played by Lady Gaga, which I'm very interested to see how they will incorporate that. Because if you don't know the story of how Harley Quinn and Joker meet, I don't want to get into all of it, but their relationship starts in a specific way where one person should have more power over the other, but the power dynamic quickly changes. And I'm very interested to see how they'll do it in a realistic setting, in a realistic world that they've built. But the most iconic scene from the original movie was when Joker decides to strut his stuff on the steps, which are now become very famous. It was on the poster. But the song that's playing, Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter.
Well, I'm gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women.
That was Toxic Las Vegas from the Academy Award nominated movie Elvis, starring Austin Butler, and he is nominated for Best Actor. This song is in the movie during the touring montage. It is a mashup of Britney Spears' Toxic and Elvis Presley's Viva Las Vegas. It's weird seeing Austin Butler nominated for an Academy Award, I will say. He's had a very interesting evolution in the business. But he won the Golden Globe over Brendan Fraser, who I think should probably win Best Actor for his performance in The Whale. But the problem is there are some issues that Brendan Fraser has with the Hollywood Foreign Press Guild, whatever, the people that choose the winners for the Golden Globes. So he didn't attend. He was never going to attend. He was never going to win. They don't like him. It's bias. But with the Academy, I think he may have a chance. But Austin Butler's nominated. Maybe he'll take the Lil Gold Man. I have one more song for you guys, and it is from probably one of my favorite, my personal favorite biopics, because it stars one of my favorite actors, and the story behind how he got this part is so intriguing to me. It's Rocket Man, and the actor is Taron Egerton. And Taron Egerton got this because he was in a little movie called Kingsman 2, The Golden Circle, with Elton John. And they got in talks, and he was like, yeah, I sing. And he was like, you sing? He's like, yeah, I sing in Sing, the Illumination Entertainment movie that also won an Academy Award, where he plays a gorilla that sings I'm Still Standing, the Elton John song. But that's not what I'm playing for you guys. I'm playing the movie's namesake. Enjoy.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my life. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all this science it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man, a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the
boom. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. That is like the scene where he's sitting in the pool, letting himself drown because he's really, really messed up. If you haven't seen Rocket Man, I highly recommend. Taron Egerton.